No Wasted Years by Steve Martin. I recently listened to a preacher describe a conversation with an elderly man approaching the end of his life, and instead of hearing failure, I found myself wishing someone had spoken peace into his story. The man looked back and said he had wasted his life. Too much time making money, too much striving, too much chasing success. Not enough attention to what really mattered. He asked the preacher to tell others so they would not make the same mistake. There is tenderness in that moment. Many people reach the later years and suddenly feel the weight of time. They look backward and imagine alternate versions of themselves. A different career, different choices, different priorities, a better story. There is even a song we would sing in church, wasted years, oh how foolish, as you walk on in darkness and fear. Turn around, God is calling. He's calling you from a life of wasted years. I felt that this dear man was carrying layers of guilt placed on him by a religious system that had taught him to see his life through regret instead of grace. And I found myself wishing someone had sat beside that man and told him something else. My friend, your life was not a mistake. Your story was not an accident. Before you were born, your days were written. Your father was never absent. He did not watch your life from a distance, hoping that you would finally get it right. He was present in every chapter, in the years of striving, in the years of building, in the years of ambition, in the years of confusion, in the years you now wish had looked different. He did not leave you during those years. He wrote those years. Not because every experience was pleasant, not because every pursuit was ultimate, but because your life was never a test to pass. It was preparation. You did not get lost. You did not miss your life. You lived the story prepared for you. Every success, every disappointment, every detour, every lesson, every realization, nothing escaped his authorship, nothing escaped his love. Even this final moment of reflection was part of the journey. The years were not wasted years. They became years of contrast, years of learning, years of revealing, years that shaped the person sitting in that room. There is no peace in imagining the life you should have lived. There is peace in receiving the life you were given. No more, if only. I should have. I ruined everything. I missed God's plan. Those sentences belong to a burden that you were never created to carry. Instead, this was my road. This was my preparation. I was carried. I was taught. I was loved. I was never abandoned. You stand at the end of life and discover that your story was never hanging in the balance by your decisions. It was always held by your loving father, and when the curtain closes, there is no disappointment waiting. No accusation, no replay of failures, no record of opportunities missed. There is welcome. There is recognition. There is joy. The author receives you with delight, because you performed perfectly. You perfectly lived the story prepared for you. And he says, welcome. Nothing was wasted. Everything was being used. You played your part beautifully.